joining me in studio, my old compatriot, Cedric Tetzel from London Drugs. How are you doing, Cedric?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Actually, we had another one of your compatriots on because I know you've been doing a lot of work with ESABC, with the recycling folks, haven't you?
Yes, I have, last few years.
You've been on the board here in BC.
Yeah, I was there right from the beginning. In fact, I named a board.
Did you? You could have come up with a shorter name, Cedric.
You should have seen the original one.
Back from CES, I want to talk to you about what's happened in the world of ultrabooks, because we haven't covered them, and certainly the world is turning to lighter, faster, better, and the notebook is still improving by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, and the last couple of years, we've seen some interesting changes. You recall something called the netbook.
Yes.
Okay, so the industry decided that small and light was the way to go. But unfortunately, I had to compromise at the time because of the technology available to not that powerful a computer.
And the main reason was battery life for these sorts of things. So they had the Atom processor, which was kind of anemic processor, not all that
powerful.
It
was a wimpy processor.
By old standard, like for Apollo 13 standards, amazing. Yep, but by our standards today, not so fast.
No, but it was good because it's lightweight. It lasts, the battery lasts a long time. And for people taking notes in classrooms and so forth, worked fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when it came to people wanting to edit video, photographs, do some more serious work, mm-hmm. it was pretty low powered.
Well, it wasn't designed for that, and they just shouldn't have tried on that. But you're saying that the industry was saying that they want that functionality in that form factor.
So what Intel primarily came up with last year is a set of specifications, of course, based on their processors,
mm-hmm.
Low power, high performance processors, then coupled with solid state hard drives, and came up with a new set of specs they call the Ultrabook.
Okay, so the key components are a solid state drive and much higher speed processor that allows you to do more multimedia type work.
Yes, so what you have is a fully functional notebook,
mm-hmm.
runs the full power of Windows with its zillions and zillions of applications, but it will boot up in 20 seconds or thereabouts.
Mm-hmm. Because of the solid-state drive?
Because of the solid-state drive, and it can last between 5 to 8 hours on a single charge.
And is that main? But that can't be just the drive saving you that amount of power. There has to be a lot going into the displays and stuff like that.
And it's their mobile processor,
mm-hmm.
and new displays and extremely thin chassis.
Okay.
The thin chassis, the specs show a maximum 21 millimeters thick,
mm-hmm.
which means that every one of them we've seen is under an inch thick.
Wow.
So it's nice and thin, very light, usually below 3 pounds, somewhere between 2¾ to 3 pounds. So it's about the weight class of a netbook, the power of almost a desktop,
mm-hmm.
and it can last on the plane from here to Toronto.
And back, almost and back. So the Ultrabooks, now who are the leading vendors producing these?
The first one to hit the market have been Toshiba.
Toshiba, okay.
And with Asus, and with Samsung. Samsung Series 9, the Toshiba Z830 were the first ones to hit the market.
Mm-hmm.
Asus, HP, Sony, and everybody else is lining up, and they show products in CES.
So what's the screen size?
They typically are around the 11 to 13 inch.
So 11 to 13 inch. And so the one that you haven't mentioned is, of course, Apple has their own style, I guess, of Ultrabook, which is the MacBook Air, which really fits under this design criteria for the most part, does it not?
Yes, and Ultrabook, think of it as Windows and Intel's version of the MacBook Air.
Of the MacBook Air, which is doing increasingly well. Are the consumers getting on board the bandwagon for the Ultrabooks? Is it kind of hockey sticking, curving up?
Yes, well, it's just started shipping, right?
So, yeah, okay.
But looking at the interest at CES, it's going to be one of the hits for 2012.
Okay, and what's the price range of these notebooks?
Right now, most of them are around the $1,000 range.
Okay.
$1,000 to $1,100. The Toshiba right now, it's on sale for $999.
Okay.
And the Samsung Series 9 is on sale for $1,099.
So we've got an 11 to 13-inch notebook that's under an inch thick. durability is my concern when I think about these. When I think about the screen, how well do they stand up? Is it something that you have to be very delicate with, or is it going to stand up to a rough and tumble mobile lifestyle?
No, it's very durable, at least as durable as most of the tablets, because that's the other competitor to these Ultrabooks is the tablet.
Yeah.
And the glass is strong. In one particular instance, I've seen a glass actually used on the, what we would call it, the A panel, which most users call it the back panel, and it withstands a lot of scratch and abuse.
Okay, so they will stand up. What's the size of the hard drive that we're seeing? Because with these solid-state drives, Apple releases a lot of them with 64-gig drives, which I'm just thinking is a little anemic these days.
It's a bit small. Right now, the Samsung, for instance, come with a 256.
Yeah.
And the Toshiba is 128.
And so looking for a larger hard drive. Because if you are going to be using it for media stuff, photos, video, you're going to need a little bit more storage space, aren't you?
Yes, and current technologies tops out at 256 or thereabouts.
Yeah.
But we know it's going to grow.
It's going to improve. Solid-state drives are definitely the way of the future. Performance-wise, you say they boot up incredibly fast. They've got very fast processors. Do they need a lot of RAM to perform well, or does the fact that we have a solid-state drive mitigate the need for a lot of RAM?
The RAM requirements would be the same because that's dependent on the application.
Mm-hmm.
So what the SSD drive or solid-state drive gives you is speed, but it's also because there's no moving parts. There is less chance of damage when you move it around. There's also no heat generated, or very little heat generated at that time when it's in use. So again, its projected lifespan is going to be longer.
Mm-hmm. So we're still seeing the $1,000 notebook. That seems to be the magic mark that the manufacturers look. I think they were starting to get really nervous when they saw their notebook prices dipping mostly below $1,000. So these Ultrabooks are ways for them to keep their margins at least a little bit in place.
Keep that in place and also keep the performance curve up.
There we go. For more information on any of these notebooks or if you want to play with them, they're on the shelves now?
They are on the shelf.
Drop by your local London Drugs. Thank you, Cedric.
Thank you.